True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
We begin it here with the man who represented our city so well on Baltimore radio this morning.
This is a very humbling edition of Baskin and Phelps.
It's Mr. Andy Baskin.
Always a pleasure to be here on Baskin and Phelps, considering my last name's on the show.
He went off the other day and said some things about sexually transmitted diseases in Baltimore, and he got himself.
Now you got to make me.
People's of the city with the most sexually transmitted diseases do that to us. Uncle Lesk, explain
the sexually transmitted diseases.
And so that got him a line, among other things, in the Baltimore Sun this week, correct?
Oh, did the Baltimore Sun say something about the sexually transmitted? I don't think they got into that.
All of your ranting the other day about the celebration in week one got you a line in the Baltimore Sun. And with that comes about 4 cents. So congratulations, that worked.
Yeah.
But it also got you on Baltimore radio this morning.
Oh, it was very exciting. Very exciting.
Who were you with?
I was on their morning show.
Okay. They don't need names. It was the morning show. Dano, you recorded some of this stuff.
Oh, I did.
Our boy did a fine job.
It's Rob Long. Rob Long, sorry.
Our boy did a fine job, didn't he?
And Rob has come into our station to work before. He's a really nice guy. Oh, that's why I was just like,
that's Rob. Okay.
Yeah, he'll be on the afternoon show, too. He is a good dude.
Yeah, Rob Long's a good guy.
Yeah, so, he sat in the little closet we call the extra studio.
Correct.
Yeah, nice guy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and Andy did a really nice job, so they intro'd him in there, and Andy started like this.
My goal this week was I want to get quoted in the Baltimore Sun.
Thank you.
And you did.
And I did. According to Keith, I did. I got to be honest with you, I don't read the Baltimore Sun. Not a regular subscriber.
What?
So
I'll be.
You Keith didn't go told me find I was in it? There.
I mean, you can hack into that.
Hang on. Let me Google myself. That sounds like
I was going to say,
the
Andy Baskin I know not only would have had that one, but would have had it framed in his office like a pride point.
Put up on the wall.
Look what I did. I managed to tick off an entire city enough that they put me in the newspaper.
You know why? They ran out of shrimp at Phillips Dinner Club or whatever it is right there in the Inner Harbor.
Whatever that is. We were in the Wall Street Journal. Or no, we were in New York Times once before. We're getting quoted. Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, I know we've been in like People and In Style and all of those kind of
things. Well, that's the whole Kelsey angle.
Yeah, that's the Kelsey angle. That kind of
stuff. No, this was early
on. Or take on Brian Rocchio?
No, it was something was apparently.
Yes, Jeff, your deep thoughts on Brian Rocchio got you into those magazines that you see when you're checking out at the grocery store.
When we had President Obama on the show.
Right there next to Kate Middleton.
There was something going on in D.C. at the same time he was on our show. Which, by the way, was on tape, so I don't know. It was weird, but have you ever seen it? I have a couple copies of the article. It was cool.
Oh, somebody sent
it. Yeah.
That's what you were talking about.
Something
Dan.
About
the Andy Baskin. You know, would have a couple of copies of the Baltimore Sun.
That's why I'm shocked you don't have the Baltimore Sun.
New York Times, man. As much as I don't like New York, I mean, still the New York Times. Come on, man.
Say anything about sexually transmitted diseases in New York?
No, I don't even know. I wonder how they compare to Baltimore.
I don't know.
Hang on, let's find out. Okay.
Keep right, going. Well, what else did our boy have to say, Dana?
Yeah, what else did I have to say?
So I
can't wait.
I thought this was an outstanding answer. And, you know, they asked you what caused you to get as angry as you were, and you had a really civil response.
Oh, man.
These are all decades-old issues that I need to turn the page on, and a lot of people do. But let's be honest about it. It's just, you know, when you have football fans that are diehard, like Colts fans were, like Browns fans still are, like Ravens fans are, you're going to spark emotion. The whole thing of thinking about it this week, especially when it hit me in the moment, I'm like, man, do they really have to do this against the Browns? That's all.
Were you on your speakerphone in the car?
I was driving.
You know better than that.
I know. And I said to the producer before I got on the air, I go, listen, if it doesn't sound good, just tell them I'll pull off on the side of the road and pick up my phone. Look, I'm trying to be very Jeff Phelps about
I'm
this.
Good and being, citizen, Andy Paskin.
Good citizen. Yeah,
my boy.
I'm not driving
man, I
over
give you
100
a hug.
Miles an hour.
I want to give you a hug.
I mean, the fact that you're saying on the air things like, maybe I need to let this go. But it really hit me this week, and I thought it was thoughtful.
And you started by giving Colts fans a plug. That was smart.
Well, I have no problem with Colts fans. Colts fans.
You gave Raven fans a plug.
I just said they were passionate. Raven fans to call us.
Well, they're supposed to support their team.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to come in like Arnold and Commando.
Guys, rule number one, know your audience, right? I mean, what am I going to get in an argument with these guys?
Sure.
Did we learn anything from the
Why
former
mayor? Why don't you do a Dan and me every day?
Did we learn anything from the former mayor of Akron? Top five moment on this show, by the way.
In your estimation.
Because you're too busy hiding underneath the desk. You're like, I can't believe he's arguing with the mayor.
I need to
over
go
this.
Find that because I think there's a good chunk of people out there who don't remember that. We need to go find it.
The premise of that whole conversation was LeBron had just won a championship in Miami, and the former mayor of Akron decided rather than celebrate a native son of Akron, he decided that he wanted to start taking pot shots at Dan Gilbert. And I'm just like, why are you doing that? That's all.
There were my four favorite words.
Yes,
Mr. Mayor. It sounded very sitcomish.
And then I sat behind Don Pasqualic at a Cavs game, and I'm like, man, that guy's in way better shape.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Cape than I am.
Former college quarterback, baby.
Yeah. Where at?
Pitt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Not a big fan of the only thing I remember about Pitt was Ohio State blowing them out huge 1 year.
Oh, there you go.
And Ironhead Hayward when they beat Kent State the last game of the season.
So nice job on your thing this morning.
Oh, that's it? There were no other great moments about this?
Those weren't even great, but they were moments.
I didn't think they were great either.
They were moments.
My goal this week was I want to get quoted in the Baltimore Sun.
There Thank you go. You. Congratulations.
Congratulations. I'm going to do a victory
lap.
Thank you.
There's a drop.
The bottom line on this whole thing is they didn't need to do this against the Browns. End of story.
Well, they came out and actually.
There's no answer.
Mary Kay Cabot.
I read this, yeah.
Mary Kay Cabot talked to them or sent them a little email, and they came back and said, here's the deal.
By the way, Mary Kay is the one that started this whole thing because I forgot about it. And then she brought it up in her interview with us.
Oh, Mary Kay started it.
So let's give Mary Kay credit. I'm giving her credit.
Oh, that's a good thing. They came back to her and basically said, what I thought happened. I didn't know, but I said, I can only assume that they started the plans for this way before the schedule came out. And that's what they said. And so they're going to do that. And whatever. I don't like it either, but that's the way it
it's
goes.
It's just tacky, that's all. By the way, Steeler fans, you're with us on this one because you saw they're celebrating their Super Bowl against you. I just want you to know that very rarely do we unite with Steeler fans in just idiocy in Baltimore, and we can unite on this one.
They said they publicly released plans in March announcement of the league schedule. So, I mean, it was already out there. They're planning it all season long. I just keep going back to this.
It'd be the first time someone took a U-turn because they're like, yeah, probably not a good idea to do this against the Browns. Let's do it second home game.
As a Clevelander.
Yes.
It was awful when our team left. We all know that.
Yes.
We do now have a team back. It's been here for a long time.
Thanks, Jeff. I wouldn't have known that.
It's not been that. Well, a lot of people don't seem to.
Don't seem to what? That we have a teamer?
And embrace it. We have a team back. They've had a team. We've had a team for 25 years. We hope our team gets better. We have a football team to follow, and so
Dan, I thought you were going to pull some of that. I mean, I did have a couple little subtle digs in there, in that interview.
Oh, now he wants more of himself.
No, but there was one I just kind of slipped in there, right? One you appreciate.
All right, give me some time. We'll do it later in the show. No,
I'll just tell you what it was.
Do the basket encore.
I mean, I took most of the frustration out on Art Modell when I was talking to them. I'm like, yeah, I get it. I understand this. I go. I mean, let's face it, Art Modell fired Bill Belichick. I mean,
we'll get
like,
you the Baskin encore.
In Baltimore, like people forget all the history. They don't realize that it was, yes, the offices may still have been in Berea at the time, but they were no longer scheduling games in Cleveland. They were scheduling games in Baltimore. And Art thought it was a good idea to fire Bill Belichick. What was dumber, moving the team or firing Bill?
Well, in hindsight, yes. At the time, no.
I don't know. I remember Art saying, and maybe I'm wrong, so you can correct me because you were, I think I was in Columbus. I was in Columbus and you were here. Did he not say this is the last head coach I'm ever going to hire?
Well, yeah, but he also said he'd never move the team.
Well, that's true.
So, and you know,
and Baltimore also said that we would, you know, we were going to celebrate 30 years of Cleveland misery by playing against them. They could have switched too. Art switched twice. Why couldn't their franchise?
It's not 30 years of misery. It was about four.
Jeff, how many playoff wins do we have? It's 30 years. I can count those empty years.
We have a team.
In my thing.
That's all right. That's Ryan's fine. In Lincoln, Nebraska, home of the Cornhuskers.
Oh, what up?
What's up, Ryan?
What's up, Ryan?
Hey, gentlemen, a great conversation. I want to chime in. Ironically, it's Day of Remembrance today.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Just such a unique, disgusting circumstance. Again, I'm not being devil's advocate. I'm under the understanding they didn't know that they're going to be playing us week two.
Even if they found out, they could have changed the game. They could have had the second game. Who cares?
Man? Exactly. That's why I love hearing your rant, dude.
Thanks.
You are right on my page. Same thing with Nick Wilson having a rant the other day, man. I mean, it's heartfelt. I mean, these are Cleveland Browns fans. I remember specifically just hearing it, just saying, nah, that's not real. Back in, you know, obviously when we all heard that they're going to be moving, being at the last game, obviously with Ernest Biner crying, etc. Just a pain and agonization. Obviously, we had to deal with being one of the greatest fan bases on planet Earth, and I've lived around across the country, and we really do, not biased perspective. That is just a punch in the gut, obviously. And again, you alluded to Andy, this is the greatest scenario. They still had the luxury or opportunity to try to find a way to maneuver that, but they didn't. This game in particular, man, if there's any game I just want moral victory, it's this one. Joe Flacco's coming back. Obviously, they have, you know, just sticking us with, you know, that remembrance of the 30-year anniversary of us getting pain and agonization. And they, ironically, should have felt it too, obviously, with the Baltimore scenario with them. So it's just such a weird circumstance. There is one game in particular I don't remember as much as this one, this coming Sunday, where I want a victory. I don't think we'll have it, but at the same time, there is something in me just wanting so badly to just hit them back right in the belly too, just like they're hitting us. But anyway, guys, great show as always. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank
all right,
you,
Ryan.
Appreciate
be careful
it.
In those travels across the United States of America. Ryan gets around.
He does. It's amazing how he does that.
Yeah, I know.
He's like our national correspondent.
Every week he's someplace else.
It's amazing.
This time it was Lincoln, Nebraska.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.